But there's all the electoral votes that you need. Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, throw Ohio in as a safety blanket. And Kate Trump does the unthinkable and wins a state like, New Jersey or something. This is stacking up. Here we are, late May 2020. That gives us all of June, July, August, September, and October. That's 5 months. In 5 months, you can just write it down, dude. There is going to be a corona bug relapse or re-engagement, reinfection, re-hoax, whatever the hell you want to call it. And in those five states, their health directors and governors are going to say it's the worst. It's more worse than the original occurrence. And we need to lock the state down again. And that includes the elections. By the by, Mrs. O'Connell, do you have Trump's next tweet? Because in the next tweet, he actually says, you governors, I know what you're trying to do. If you try and pull this in November and October with the mail-in ballots, I'm going to tell you you can't do it. So now let's go back to something that the president said back in March or in early April that we debated here on this show and many other people talked about it. And that's when he was asked whether or not he under what authority do you tell these people what to do, Mr. President? And the president said, I have the ultimate authority on lockdowns, stay home, stay safe, house arrest, whatever the heck you want to call it. He said, I have the ultimate authority. Remember at that time, we did a lot of historical analysis on this, and I told you that under the Constitution and under the Ninth and the Tenth Amendments, he does not. He most certainly doesn't. Now, some people argue with me saying, what about using the Commerce Clause? He can use it using the Commerce. Well, again, the Commerce Clause is something that it is in Article 1, Section 8. That's the power that Congress has. That's not a power that a president has. The Congress has enacted on lockdown, shut it, although they could. He would veto this if they tried to do it, I would think. So he didn't have the authority, but it puzzled me at the time why he would say such a thing. Now we know why he would say such a thing, because he knows what they're going to try and do. He knows what this ruse is all about, or where it ultimately leads. And it ultimately leads to November the 3rd, 2020, and the most rigged, the most controversial election for the president in the history of the United States. Maybe one that is vaguely similar, and that would be the election of 1800, which caused an actual amendment to be written. So that to change the electoral process so that what happened then could never happen again. That may be what comes out of this. I don't know. I don't think that the union survives this anyway. As a matter of fact, let me just say, I don't think that the union has survived. Right now, we are under inertia. It is inertia that keeps the union together. There are, two great forces in politics? A wise man once told me, apathy and inertia. We have too much of the former, too much of the former and not enough of the latter. I think it's apathy and inertia. Inertia can also be, let's do something. Let's alter this. But you have to start an inertia. In any event, the wheels are in motion. We now know what Governor Dem Whitmer and Wolf are going to try and do. They're already saying it. They both said it. We need to prepare for mail-in balloting when the reinfections occur in October. Mark it, dude. Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel, always on air and always online at crusadechannel.com. You're listening to Radio Free Pandemistan, our free public service version of the radio station is gone. So that means I'm speaking only to members only today. So if you know someone that was enjoying the preview, tell them that they can still get 30 days free. That offer is always on the table. And see why they should become Founders Pass members now that they have no access to Radio Free Pandemistan. It's easy to do. Go to crusadechannel.com/go. All right. Let's go around and cover a few more topics here. News items, if you will. By the by, here's a big one. I don't think I have it in the pile or prep, but I've seen it. And I watched the actual video conference of this. The World Health Organization, which is not about health, it is a worldwide organization, but it has nothing to do with health. Also associated with the World Economic Forum. The WHO has suspended all testing of hydroxychloroquine. Why? They say it's dangerous and it has no hope or little hope as a treatment for COVID-19. Now, those of you that have been following this and have been following what the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation are trying to bring about as a result of the Corona coup. So we're in phase two, and actually phase two has two phases to it, Corona coup and Corona propaganda. We have been telling you this from the start, that this is a vaccine coup. What they want is a worldwide administered global vaccination against what may be a man-made virus. There's a big controversy going on over this now with an Australian researcher who was working on a vaccine. And as he's looking at the corona bug, he's going, this looks like this thing was man-made. It's too symmetrical. It doesn't look like it's it came out of nature. So the propaganda phase requires that all of you stay in mask mode, stay in stay home, stay safe mode, stay in Vic Debitetto mode. Oh my goodness! What am I going to do? The corona bug is coming to kill me mode. So here's a couple of headlines. By the by, I went to, I hope many of you got to go to church on Sunday. I got to go to Mass on Sunday morning. There was only one person in the entire congregation that was wearing a mask. I'll just call him Father Eddie because I don't want to get him in trouble. Because I do that from time to time. Father Eddie gave a blistering homily. Practically called this the corona hoax, promised his parishioners that he would never allow this to happen again in his parish, basically. They will never take the sacraments away from this parish again. Told the parishioners, those that were in attendance at the Mass, that they had been and were being deceived by all governmental powers. So I assume he's talking about the fake Catholic governor of our state, anti-pope John Bel Edwards the worst, and said that the end is in progress and that the enemy has taken to the field in a very visible way, never has before. Father Eddie said, it is now a battle. Either you're on the side of Christ or you're with Antichrist. Antichrist is with the virus. Antichrist is using the virus to execute his final plan. By the by, this is Beelzebub's final plan. He's been working on this for what? 7,000 years, I think. If we go back to Garden of Eden, what do we get? 5,400 years, I want to say. 5,400 BC, before the flood, at the 2000, 7,400. So he's been working on this plan for 7,400 years. He really started working on it, though. Really, really super double secret probation on 33 AD at about 3:30 in the afternoon on the 25th of March is when he went, uh-oh. But we got a earful from a very devout, faithful servant of God, a priest, who sees through this entire charade. He even said, people asked him, Father, what should I do about wearing a mask? And he goes, you know what? I am not a health professional. I'm just going to tell you, you don't have to wear one here. You know what else he did? He, around his communion rail, he went and marked it off with green tape. So he put tape so that you would kneel 6 feet apart. But then he makes,
according to the CDC requirements,
right,
for churches.
Right. And by the way, another part of this propaganda, when did the CDC all of a sudden become Marcus freaking Welby, MD? What the heck? Everybody's running around quoting now. We do this according to CDC standards, according to CDC procedures. I'm like, since when does the CDC run the United States of America? I mean, really? And people are using the CDC. Businesses are now, like I've told you, there's no moral component in the American form of capitalism, which is why they will sell, as I think Marx actually got this right, that the capitalist will sell the rope in which to hang himself. Why is the CDC now in charge of open door policy in any public place of business? I mean, you talk about an overreach. And I was just getting warmed up on this, but